Blog Talk Radio.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomena of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as a thousand midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? Master.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shallow, oh, with blackness. Oh, no. No shelter or help. Ooh, in my heart.
Well, honey, listen, come on, listen, listen.
Sure. That dark that we carry. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, whoa. When it seemed like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh yes, Lord.
Somebody know what they said.
A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
sit down and you can enclose in your right mind and be able to look upon this holy writ. That is a peace. That is a blessing. That is a gift from the Lord. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because he could have looked over us and picked someone else. Hallelujah. It could have been us without, you know, but he decided to show love, show his undying love, and allowed us to see this day and then to be us in our right mind that we still want to serve him, still want to hope, still want to live for him. That's another blessing. That's another blessing. Not turned aside with the ways of the world, not giving up on God, but even looking to God for our health, for our strength, oh, for his guidance. That's another blessing. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God this morning. I'm so blessed. I was feeling pretty good before I even heard the song, and heard the song and started to feel even better. Wherever the Lord says peace, there'll be peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he has spoken even over our lives. Even over our lives. We looked over in Luke and we found that out. That Satan desires, Reverend Brian, to sift us like wheat. Pastor, but Jehovah God had a conversation with himself, even in that same scripture, Luke 22, around about the 31st, says, but I have prayed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I have prayed. I have prayed that your faith faileth. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith faileth not. Oh, and whenever the Lord says, hey, thank you, Jesus. So you're not going to fail because I have prayed. I've had a conversation with myself. Oh, thank you. Oh, and that's so beautiful if we just keep the faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because whatever you desire of him and it be in his will, he's already done it. How about that? He's already settled all accounts. Only thing we have to do is go through a little bit. But he already. See, God tests and tries everything he does. He creates. Everything created, you know. And we were created for his glory. Don't forget that. You have as much fun as you want to right now, but remember, we are created for his glory. For his glory. For his, oh, thank you, Jesus, for him. So why not we live for him since we was created for him? Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful this morning. Yes, sir. we're still over here in Mark. Still over here in Mark. We thank the Lord for this, how he have us on a schedule. We still open up to however the Spirit want to lead, but the Lord have us on a mission, and that's so good. That's so good because everything about the Lord is orderly, you know. And if he so chooses at any time, he may pull us and have us go somewhere, something he won't necessarily say at a particular time, some question he want. Someone has some hearts he want to reveal something to, but he still have us on a mission. So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. Over here in Mark, we still have these travels. How about that? Travels of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Travels. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, as we go in prayer, let us speak to God for a moment over what he's given us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts Thank you for your goodness. We surely thank you for your mercy. We're so thankful, Father, you allowed us to assemble once again. We count it as a privilege. We count it as a blessing. Oh, we're so thankful, Father God, that we feel you. We feel you right now. We say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to hear, Father, wherever there is. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Wherever there is peace, Father God, it is peace because of you. We thank you, Father. Thank you how you coming on in the room as we feel you, Father. Bless whom you will. Set free whom you will. Even if there be a troubled mind, we ask that you ease the troubled mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, if someone is still, hurting over a lost loved one, we ask that you, Father God, comfort that heart in the time you see fit, Father God. Not our time, Father God, but you are the one that hold time in your hand. So we thank you, Father. Bless whom you will. Set free whom you will. Help us, Father God, as we do this service for you. Bless us, and we will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Teach us, and we will be taught, Father God. Lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise, Father God. Continue blessings we ask and comfort we ask on the bereaved heart. Touch them, Father God. We pray for those, Father God, that still trying to make a decision to follow you. We pray for those, Father God, that are still, Father God, on the fence. Let them come on over to the right side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your love. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever the Lord says peace, Pastor Brian.
There will be peace.
Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wherever the Lord says peace, there will be peace. Thank you, Lord. If he said it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He said it, that settled it. I believe it. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Hey, Rev. He testified, there will be peace.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh,
I like that.
There will be peace.
There will be peace. Thank you, Lord.
Leave that thing alone, man. You better leave it alone.
Oh, but like, there will be peace.
They might have had a long weekend, brother. Remember, they might have had a long weekend. But there'll
right
be peace.
There will be peace.
They might have picked the Bible of the day.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
The Bible
say,
but there'll be peace, though. It's peace there.
Mm-hmm. There'll be peace. Oh, man. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that's all right. Look up on this morning. He's still. He's still in control. He's still. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, even if the winds blow in your life, you know someone that holds the reins of the wind. You know someone that is able to speak in the wind. They have to obey. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They have to obey.
He said, in the book, the word they give.
Mm. Hallelujah.
You remember that scripture?
Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. My peace I give. Not as the world give it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Take his
breath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I like it because it surpasses all understanding. Sometimes, thank you, Jesus, Holy Spirit. You don't even understand. You can't even. Oh, wow. Oh, thank you, Lord God. You know, God, if God don't put you in awe of his goodness and his mercy. Yep. You know, sometimes we let the curves of the world, you know, make us miss out or make us lose sight on Jehovah God and his son, Jesus Christ, and the comforter, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he has it right here before us. You know, here we're going to look at in Mark where Christ heals one sick of the palsy. You know, and geez, but I'm still stuck. Wherever the Lord says peace, there will be peace. I believe someone need to hear that. Wherever the Lord, it don't matter what you're going through or what's going on, but wherever the Lord says peace, thank you, Jesus, there will be peace. And just like Jesus was still traveling, and it hadn't even got in the heart of the scribes or the Pharisees yet. But that's all right. Even if it haven't entered into the hearts of men yet, it still doesn't stop. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What God had planned for you and the blessings that he wants to give for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And again, second chapter of Mark, the first verse. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. Hey, hallelujah. Where, hallelujah. Was noise that he was in the house. Straightway, many were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And there, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, as I read that, how many of us go to the house of God or even come to God playing broadcast or whenever you tune in to hear from the Lord? How many come expecting, expecting to hear something? How many have pulled off the robes of judgment, or their head of their own knowledge, and come expecting to hear what thus saith the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, if you don't come like that, you have already handicapped yourself. You've already paralyzed yourself of what God can and will do. don't matter whom is speaking, but the God I serve, he's able. He's able. Only thing you have to do is come with a willing heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God will speak even through nature will he speak. Hallelujah. Even with those that don't normally talk this language, he'll speak through. Though animals have their own speech, but he can transform it so you can understand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So don't put my God in a box, but let him out of the box. But it was noise, and it was noise that he was in the house. And if he is in your house, you should be making some kind of noise. It should be some kind of praise to go up. Oh, thank you. When he's in the house, straightway. Many, they were gathered there. So much till there was no room. It wasn't no social distance then. Because that social distance now has turned into separation. And it's hard for people to get back. And then it told us to quarantine or keep our social distance. But that don't mean quarantine from God, to be separated from God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The men were gathered. They were gathered. They were gathered. They were hearing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They were hearing so much about the door and preached the word unto them, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And when they had broken it up, they let it down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Oh, I'm seeing something here. When we uncover, thank you, Jesus. thank you, Holy Spirit. When we uncover, thank you, Lord. When we uncover, they had to go up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They had to go up to the roof. They had to go to the top. Sometimes we have to go to the top. Oh, thank you, Jesus, of our head. Uncover what we have covered up, that God may enter down into the heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. They had to uncover the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you have to break through some things to get to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you have to break through that carnalness. Thank you, to get spiritual. Sometimes you have to break through the evil things of your own understanding to get to what God is trying to get you to see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you have to break through and break up. I can imagine, them breaking up the roof just so they can get someone down to the Lord. Not to be blessed of themselves, but they were so carried with compassion for someone else that they would break through to get someone in to where they could get a blessing. Hallelujah. A sacrifice they made. Thank you, Jesus. A sacrifice that they made for someone else. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hoping and expecting the Lord to do something. How many would be for God to do something? They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw their faith, the very substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. When he saw them moving by faith, it caused him to move. Hallelujah. When Jesus saw their faith, said unto him, unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was the man's misery that he needed to be carried. He couldn't get to the Lord himself. So somebody has to carry him. Oh, God has servants. Hallelujah. Has servants that when you can't get to the Lord, they'll bring the Lord to you. Hallelujah. 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 Even, thank you, Jesus. When you can't get to, he could not. So they took him to the Lord. He was how many spiritually with this palsy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many it has some kind of infirmity spiritually that they cannot get to the Lord? Sin has them so wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. But that's all right. Look unto Jesus. Because we so just was reminded wherever the Lord said peace, there will be peace. Hallelujah. When Jesus saw their faith, it moved by faith. And I'm reminded here what the Lord let me know one day. It when you move by faith, it reminds him of himself when he first went back the beginning. Hallelujah. And it's in the book, make it read Genesis. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. It was without form and void. Hey, hallelujah. Whenever the Lord says peace, there will be peace. But before there was a wind or a word, God had to move and speak things into being. Hallelujah. Yeah. Whenever you move in faith, remind him of himself. It's impossible to please him without it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Because I can imagine they were very persistent right there, right? Because chapters ago, he was healing and delivering, and his fame went on the cross. And they knew he had came to the comparing again. They wanted to go see where he's at. It was so packed in there, Rev. The people,
come on
there.
Come on
there. I was just thinking about, they heard about him healing. They heard about him casting demons out. And they said, well, we can't get in, Reverend. How can we get in, Reverend? And somebody said, well, let's get on top of the building. You know.
Come on now. Help me. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for that addition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That fame had went out. Hey. Oh. And they knew he was back, and they ran to where he was. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is awesome. He is so awesome. He is so awesome, and we need to be telling of his goodness. And that's how the thing went out. People talked about it. Hallelujah. Oh. I don't think they had social media back then. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But it fame spread. Hallelujah. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. So you have some people, no matter how good you do, but they have so fixed it in their heart. They don't care if you're moving mountains. With all this faith right before their eyes, with all of the reality of God and the manifestations of healing going on right before their eyes. But if you don't let it, what your eyes see and your mind conceive, and it don't let it get in your heart, it's that heart still want to do its own thing. You find yourself going out of the way, going the wrong way, going the wrong way, but that's all right. That's all right. Jesus knows. he knows. He said, why does this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God only? They would only listen to what they were saying. He said, they asked a question and don't realize they answered it. Who can forgive sin but God? Only God was right there forgiving sin. But they could not even receive it or believe it, because they were so fixed in their heart they wanted to do something else. They had the palsy that this man was being delivered of by faith. But they were the palsy of the mind and of the spirit and of the heart, which they the one that needed the deliverance that was being right before them being demonstrated. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easy to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. Hallelujah. But that ye may know the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin. He said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, go thy way into thine house. Hallelujah. 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 Reason why. Thank you, Jesus. When God starts speaking to the heart, why are you reasoning these things in your heart? Is it easier for me to say? Think of the power that sins be forgiven thee? How you want me to say it? Arise and take up thy bed and walk. Hallelujah. I was given the authority because I am the creator. Why reason ye in your heart? You caught up on these words when you need to be being caught up on me. But what? Son, I have power on earth to forgive sin. Because I am created. I am in the family of Elohim. I'm part of the Trinity. I have this power already on earth. I have it on earth. But it is my Father's wisdom. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. I'm not blaspheming because I'm in the family. Have the power to forgive sin, because I am God. Hallelujah. Who can forgive sin but God only? It should have been self-evident that since after he spoke, hallelujah, and he was able to heal by his reach, the account should have been settled in their mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because he spoke and something happened. Since you wanted to see, you wanted to see something. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm one that needed a healing, and I healed them. Hallelujah. I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. And scripture tells us immediately he arose, took up the bed and went forth before them all. And so much that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw, hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Like I said earlier, God should be still. You still should be amazed. Even this planet that you're in, it is a vessel in the it's a vessel in space. There's a lot of people forget. You learned this when you was a young child that the earth, the world, it is on an axle, tilted, and it's steadily spinning. And if that don't major, Reverend Brian, I'm gonna steal your words. If that didn't work, I'm gonna steal your words for a moment. If that didn't work, from this earth that he created, he brought men forth out of the dust, and he breathed into him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You still should be amazed at what he has already done. Would give you strength to let you know what he will do. Thank you, Jesus. And even in that, he put his spirit, after he made him in his image, he put his spirit in him. Then he gave him a helpmate. Oh, hallelujah. God gave us everything that we need, but we need to start realizing that he has already done it. I need a strength. Well, by you saying that, you already got it when you spoke it out of your mouth, because we're made in his image. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I need faith. Well, you already got it. When you spoke it, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we are made in his image. And by his spirit, we move and we have our being. Oh, hallelujah. But make sure you get to know the one that created you. Thank you. Make sure you get to know. You come into fellowship. Oh, you come into relationship. You come into obedience to the one that created you. Oh, for his glory. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm telling you that math will write a contract. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And even in that country, you can use it for good. hallelujah. Or you can use it for evil. But see, it is in him we move and we have being, and we are made in his image. Hallelujah. We are like God, the scripture will tell you. Oh, over there in Psalms. So be careful how you use his power. His power. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It can work for the good or it can work for the evil. So be careful with that you have. Because you have too much. Some don't even know what they have, but they have. And if you have a mouth, peace, and people set aside to hear you, be careful what you tell them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be careful how you tread. Oh, be careful how, and if you are a leader, be careful how you lead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whether it be for the good or whether it be for the evil, let me give you this scripture. Show you. Let me paint this picture for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Isaiah 45, verse 7. It tells us, I formed the light and create darkness. Uh-oh. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord,
do all
these things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'll even go up to verse 5. I am the Lord. there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. O Lord, have mercy. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. He says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So this is the one that we are made in the image of. So be careful. We have power that we don't even realize that we have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We have. That's why, because of their faith and how they moved Jesus. You want the Lord's attention moved by faith. Start trying to say in the morning, when you open your eyes, try saying, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, this day, my daily bread. Thank you, Lord, for things being as well as they are. Thank you, Lord, because I realize that wherever the Lord says peace, there will be peace. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Lord, I had a troubled mind, but thank you, Lord. Lord, I was confused, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I didn't understand the scripture, but Lord, thank you. You're going to help me with that. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Move by faith sometimes. Sometimes just stand up and because God said it, that settles it. I believe it. You know, start moving by faith. Hallelujah. That would get God's attention. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But that's all right. Even with God right there with him. Some still, but there were certain scribes. The Lord was right there, sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man that speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God? They already answered it. They asked themselves a question, and the answer was right there. But God only. Okay, since he's the only one, he just spoke. And immediately, he was perceived in their hearts, you know. He perceived in his spirit that they were some there within themselves. We need to get out of ourselves, within themselves. And he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Is it easier for me to which way you want it? Which way will be easier for you to receive it? But it means the same. Is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? Either way I say it, it's going to happen. But they, that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth. Hey! To forgive sin. Remind me of our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. But surely thine is the kingdom and the power forever. I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and immediately he rose. How blessed we would be when God tells us to do something, we do it immediately. Immediately he rose. before doubt could come in, but before popular opinion could come in, but before someone speaking and say what shouldn't be happening, immediately he arose, took up the bed and went forth before all, before them all, so they all could see. They all could see before those that reasoning in their hearts wickedly, or before some thought could come in their head that it didn't happen or was some kind of magical trick. He did it immediately for them to see before they could turn away, see that the Lord's healing had already taken place. And so much they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. And he went forth again by the sea side. And all the multitude exhorted unto him, and he taught them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God has given me a mind to live for. This is a very gift. It is such a blessing that we can even sit here and reason in his word and go a little further in his word, how God can reveal something to some and he'll let one read and the other hear it. And those that hear it are blessed, and the one that is reading it is blessed. And both are blessed when the revealing of our Lord and Savior and his manifestation of the Holy Spirit come and bless our gathering. Hallelujah. I just stop. I just want to stop right there and thank God for, he's just been letting me see how blessed. This is a blessing for us to even just come together. Just come together and read whatever you need. Sit down and consider me. Pick up the book. Open up the book. Pastor Brian said, you know, some may have a tough week. Tough weekend. Oh. But if you right there right now, you're in the right place. Oh, God can bless your heart. Bless your heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. With his holy writ. with whether it be through a tablet or hard copy or a phone app. God can bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went for them all for all to see. And so much they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've heard that song before now, but it brought a special blessing. Now it moved in my heart, and I've been blessed by it many times before. To let you know one thing, that's the last song. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that's the last song I played. for my mother, in the name of Jesus. But wherever the Lord says peace, hey, thank you, Jesus, there'll be peace. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Precious memories, how they linger. Hey, how they ever flood my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just, whatever God does, I like to give him thanks. Oh, no matter how some call great or small, but whatever he does, I like to thank him for it. Thank you, Jesus. Immediately he arose, took and went before them all. I'm blessed right there, and so much that they were all amazed. What does God have to do to get our attention? What? Like how Pastor Brian brought it out yesterday morning. Do we have our problems so high and God so low? Are we lifting up God so high that our problem is so low? Thank you. Where is God? Where is God with you? Where is God with you? Have you lifted him up enough until there is peace? Have you lifted him up above your situation? Lift him up. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Thank you, Jesus. Lift him up above your fears, trusting him, believing in him before. Oh, thank me, because he'll do something. And you'll say within yourself, we never saw it on this fashion. Lord, I've never seen you work it out like this before. Thank you, Jesus. Immediately. He arose. And once you have the faith, immediately your problem will have to move. God sometimes may allow it tarry, but that's so you may pray, so you may trust in the Lord, so you may grow, so you may. Let me give you this little illustration, and we'll move on. How does a newborn, and then the newborn gets a little old, and then they start to crawl. But they don't never start to crawl unless we put them down. But if we always carry them, we handicap them. But sometimes we have to let them crawl. And then they crawl, and they start getting confident to where they start want to pull up on things, and then they get a little bit stronger, and then they try to step. And we stayed there watching them trying to step. And sometimes we scare them when we think they're going to fall. We rush and get them. Oh, hallelujah. But how are we going to ever walk if the Lord can't put nothing upon us? How are we going to ever be strong if he can't allow us to experience trials and tribulation? How can we ever be a little stronger if we don't never see ourselves in darkness, you know, in darkness, and know that there must be some light somewhere? You know, even if the light has to be me, Lord, you know, let me light up this darkness that it may be brighter in here, in the name of Jesus. by faith, it has to begin with us that believe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you might be wondering, man, why am I in this situation, or why am I going through this, or why am I going through that? But I know you'll understand it if you lean, look, and depend upon God. He will lift you up, and he will carry you. And then when he have carried you long enough, he'll put you down and let you walk in that. You know, why am I walking in this, Lord? Because Lord, you know that you can handle it. why is this tough upon it? Because I know. Why would they bring the palsy there? Hey, why would they bring him there? Because they brought him there because they knew, they moved by faith that he was going to be made better. Thank you, Jesus. Better. And oh, it was all for the glory of the Lord, because the Lord knew what was going to happen. As he allowed it to be put upon their heart, even so that they were going to get there no matter what they had to do, no matter what they had to break through, no matter what obstacles they had to get through, but they were going to get this person to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we would be blessed if we be that way, no matter what we have to go through. No matter what we have to go through, we're going to get this situation to the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. And immediately, the Lord arose and took up the bed that he was laid in and went forth before them all. And so amazed. Thank you, Lord. Even in church services, with some come down, they may be walking, but they may feel like that they just have no strength, like a father, you know. Someone didn't encourage them enough to get down to the altar, that God can do something about their situation, that all would be amazed in so much that they were all amazed, you know, and God is going to be glorified in this. And when we leave with that testimony, we never saw it on this fashion. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I could go farther, but I believe it's good it right there, unless you want to carry it, Pastor Bramley, but I feel good about that right there. Immediately he arose, took up the bed. You know, well, what else? What else are some looking for? What else does God have to do to get your attention? But look at what he has already done. Look, I guarantee you, if you look at what he has already done, you'll have strength and believe more of what he will do already, even with this day, he's already blessed you to wake up. And I don't care what your situation is, but if you look upon this day, great is our faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies. If you was able to look upon this day. Hey, and if you hadn't made Jesus your choice, he's gave you another chance to get it right. And if you feel like maybe I failed on yesterday or the day before, but if you have this moment, you can get it right. You can fix that. Oh, maybe the Lord told you, go forgive somebody, or go just talk to somebody, or go be a listening ear, or just to go pray. He's giving you another chance to go speak, or to go help, or give a kind gesture, or give someone some compassion, some love. He's giving you another chance to do that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Or to make him, like I said before, make him your choice. Well, I'm already ready to say, well, get a closer walk with him. Well, I'm already, I got this, I got that. Well, be more humble, be more loving, be more kind. Well, I've done that all. Well, keep doing it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And strengthen, when you've been strengthened, go help thy brother, go help thy sister, go be more loving. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And watch God be glorified in the name of Jesus. Immediately, when God bless you, when God speak to you, and you have no doubt in your mind when you hear the Lord talk to you. Even if you never heard it before, but when the Lord speaks, you're going to know it. if you heard it for the first time, you're going to know it. Hallelujah. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went for them all, in so much that they were all amazed and glorified God. And we never, thank you, Lord, we never saw it on this fashion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for. Thank you, Jesus, allowing the opportunity to go forth and show His love, show His mercy, show him that I'm thankful. Oh, thank you. Express his love to you. And if he, since he, we read here that he spoke, he just spoke. He laid his hands on him and he just spoke. He just, thank you, Jesus. He just spoke, and see, sometimes you need to just hear the Lord say, I forgive. I forgive you. Sometimes you need to just hear with that holy, sweet Holy Spirit voice and saying that I'm with you. I love you. I'm gonna help you stand. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's good to just hear. Just hear, oh, hallelujah, hear from the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Sometimes it's good. Thank you, Jesus. It's good. Let me to the one that is able to keep us from falling. Sometimes it's good to just hear from him. Sometimes it's good to just receive from him. Well, I don't hear nothing. Well, look up in, if you can, look up in the sky, his creation. If you can't hear him, if you don't hear his voice, look and behold what he has done. If you can look up into the sky, that is the third heaven. Hallelujah. Those clouds that are in the sky, whether it be clouded where you are, whether it be sunshine, that's his creation. Hallelujah. If you can look, if you can breathe, oh, that's him as well. If you can breathe and have oxygen in your lungs, that is him in whom we are even reading about. Hallelujah. If you're able to walk, and if you can't walk, if you're in a wheelchair on the crutches, that's still him, because by him we move, we live, and we have our being. Even if you're on oxygen, that's him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's him. That's him. If you're able to hear me, that's him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And, oh, he's giving us a special blessing to reason in the Word, that's him. If he give you a thought, or if he open a light unto you as you read the scripture, that's him. Oh, hallelujah. He's moving and he's guiding you. He's protecting you and along these long, dangerous highways. That's him. That's still the one. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're able to dress yourself that, and you have the strength, that's him. And if somebody have to dress you and they have the strength, that's him. You're still being clothed. That's him. That's whom we're reading about. Hallelujah. That's him. The one that's able me to do this lesson, that's him. Ain't me. And they all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. That's him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's him. That's him. That's him. Oh, how our sister, our Amy, blesses us to receive beautiful encouragement through scriptures, even through how God blessed her 5-6 years ago. That was him. How he touched her body and bid her golden moments to roll on a little while longer. That was him. Even in testimony, 2014, when God blessed her. Even today, how it come through and say, he changed my life. That's him. Hallelujah. Our gratitude to God for salvation. Oh, fuels our witness to others. That's him. He is right there. That's him. Oh, hallelujah. Our God. Listen. Our God. Thank you, Amos. Hey, our God, my heart is filled with praise for all that you have done for me. That's him. He have changed the focus and purpose of my life because you sent your son. Thank you. That's him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I praise your name. This day. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Martin, for this beautiful encouragement that you sent. Oh, I can't hardly read it, for the tears are in my eyes and the overflow of joy. His love and his mercy in my heart, because I can feel that that's him. He sent us another. He said, one who serves. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, how big, loud the spirit to burn within my heart. It is because of him. Because of him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, help us to do this each day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In this beautiful, passage, one who served. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you give me so much right now. It's overflowing. But I thank you, Lord, because it says, I am thankful. I am thankful. The Master will help me because I do want to follow his step and willing. Oh, hey, service. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Serve, to serve others. I'm willing to serve others. His steps. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His steps and willingly serve others. That's him. Thank you, Jesus. It says we need a servant attitude to be like Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's beautiful. He gives us so much. Oh, and then she said, oh, man, she hey, another one. Just what I need. Hallelujah. How easy it is to be engrossed in our own concern and forget that someone right next to us might need a prayer. Oh, hallelujah. A word of comfort, a hug, a gift of mercy in Jesus' name. Hey, hallelujah. That's him. Hey, hallelujah. And it says, Lord, help me to see where help is needed and help me to provide that help. Thank you, Lord, for the comfort you give. Help me to share it. Oh, comfort received should be comfort shared. Oh, I believe that. Hallelujah. I'm thankful, 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 thankful. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Aunt Martha, Sister Martha. Mother Martha, oh, thank you. I'm so thankful. I have the joy of the Lord bubbling over. Thank you. I already came feeling good, and God bless me to feel even better. That's him. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your kindness, and your grace shown towards us. We need to thank him a little bit more than what we're doing. If you're already thankful, be more thankful. Hallelujah, and watch my God lift you even higher. Oh, bless you even better if it's possible. But all things are possible with him. If you are already blessed, bless someone, and you'll be blessed even more so because the comfort that he gives to you, it should be shared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, you know, rogue and blind. Saving ourselves. If we die with him, we shall also live with him. 2 Timothy 2:11. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, saving ourselves. And how you save yourself, be a servant to others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I don't apologize for the praise, but I apologize because when I wasn't praising him when I should have been. Hey, that's what I apologize for, holding back on the praise. That's what I apologize for. But I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for his goodness. I thank the Lord for his mercy. I thank the Lord. I praise him because I know he inhabits the praise of his people. And I know if I praise him, he'll come on in the room. He'll help. He'll set free whom he will. He'll tear down the strongholds because the anointing will destroy the yoke. Hallelujah. And I can't help but lift him up. Not by my goodness or by my knowledge, but it's by him that I'm able to do what I do for him. I thank you, Lord, that the salvation isn't turning over a new leaf. It's receiving a new life. Oh, hallelujah. Read that one more time. Thank you. Thank you, Ernie. Salvation isn't turning over a new leaf. It's receiving a new life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Sound like baptism to me. God bless you. We thank you. We thank God. Thank God for you. Oh, we thank those that turned aside or listened. We thank for those that prayed. We thank for those that encouraged. We thankful for those that just help us in, as we carefully carry God's word. We thank God for this opportunity. I want to tell God I love him and I love all of you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your attentive ear. Thank you for letting God bless whom he will. How have we done that? Well, could you pray? Could you hope? Could you expect it to receive? That's how the blessing, even if it just bless you. Oh, that's a blessing to me. Thank you, Jesus. If he blessed me, I'm going to try my best to help him work through me and bless you in Jesus' name. I love you and I thank you. It's in your hands, Rev. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We decided to get together to do something, and we hope and meet your approval. Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's still there. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington. Inez Andrews. Clyde Brown. As I near son-in-law, Reuben Lightfoot, Reverend Whitman, Barrett Sisters, Minnie Collier, y'all get in your section, altos together.
Thank you.
All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Folk, Sadie Durr, and they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. Mm-hmm. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin Singers. They opened up by singing. Sing the second verse, Billy.
Only a little.
That song, I think about how God drawn people with Jesus' blood. I heard the word a while ago. I heard how he draw God's people to hear the word. You know, we can try our best, man, to illustrate the love of God till we go home.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
We just present it. The only thing we can do is present it and sit down. You know, it has to be the people talk. They want to change. You know, it has to be in the people's heart if they want to change. You know, and I say change, I'm talking about not picking them up and putting them down kind of thing. I'm talking about keeping them up.
Right.
Yeah. But I thank God for your passion, man. I thank God for what you said and how you presented, man.
Thank you, Lord.
God's been in your life and keep coming you, the things you're doing.
Thank
you, Lord. I know there's more that come from, you know, even on tomorrow, you know. Is it God for you?
Praise the Lord.
And I used to, I've been telling to go behind none of that. You know what I'm talking about? I think when people do that, it's more like self gratification, man. You know, I understand it gets happy.
Yeah.
But the words been taught, been preached, and I'm used to trying to touch that. You know, that song said, only I can see Jesus, man. I can see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they seen him, and it was happened when they seen him. So thank you for the word, brother. Thank you for the word and judgment. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your praise.
Praise the Lord.
Because you don't praise the rock when you cry, the stone when you cry. Just thank you for your patience and your perseverance.
Yeah.
You called me earlier this morning, you know. God bless you. Talked on yesterday, you know. My family talked 7 days a week. And we just talked about how God is, you know.
Thank you,
man, for your faithfulness, man. Thank you for how Sister Martha gave you the word and kept inspiring it.
Thank you, blessing him.
I don't know why you throw it back to me, because I'm not the head. You know, I'm just your brother, man. We're the only one really speaking at this time, but you know, those are always open. You know. Mm-hmm. But I just always say this here, man. I'm not coming behind that. You know, I'm just gonna thank God for the word. You know, just thank God for the people. You know, if every preacher will go behind every preacher, every teacher will go behind every teacher, if it be inside a competition. You know what I'm saying? I really believe God has spoke. They don't they can do it a lot of ways, how they do it a lot of different places. But I believe when God's word comes behind, that all that we need to do is ask for the door for the church to open. You know,
if
somebody can come in, somebody want to communicate their lives, and somebody want to get closer to them, somebody might want to repent of this need prayer. We got the preacher over here. We're going to keep working them. I really believe in the ministry. You know, I really believe that God
has to be living.
One thing about you just told us a while ago, it won't be because you ain't told them, you know.
That's all right.
Because it's because of the hardness of the man and the child's heart. You know, talking about they don't see. They didn't get preached to talk. It's just because the man's heart. You know, be encouraged, though, brother. You know, let's pray.
Thank you.
Thank God.
In the name of Jesus.
He gave this day made out in reality tonight, you know. We thank you for Sunday. We talked about week and that day. Thank you for your word, brother. That's all I got, man.
Praise the Lord.
You do what you want to. If someone hit the button, but I'm bringing them in, you know,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. He used you. He worked through you, man.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. We thank God for him. Even in this, he showed love to us. He showed love even in his chastisement, or even if he now to go through a little trouble. He's already made a way. So just count it all joy. We thank God if he allow you to, even if this may sound hard or difficult to somebody, even if he allow you to bear a burden or have a heartbreak, thank him for it. You know, we thank him for your trials and your tribulations, because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and the call according to his purpose. We thank God. Hallelujah. He wouldn't allow you to be in a storm if he wasn't able to carry you through the storm. Or if he didn't feel like you would look to him in that storm. He's giving you an opportunity right now. Look at it that way. He's giving you an opportunity to choose him. And if you have already chosen him, then trust in him. Trust in him and believe. My God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that's strength right there. Believe. Trust in him. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this right now. And watch how what it is. My short time of living, I've been through a lot, but when I realized, and I thank God for it, and he lifted me. Oh, he lifted me, and he carried me. He carried me. Oh, thank him. And then until I was able to walk, and he put me down and let me walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for his strength. We thank God in advance. We thank God in advance for victory. Victory in the name of Jesus. Spiritual victory. How about that? Ain't no victory like spiritual victory, overcome deliverances, and they overcome by the blood of the Lamb. It's already written. Hey, hallelujah, it's already written that we've overcome. We thank God, we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us what to say to thy people. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. As we go in prayer, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. But we count it as a blessing, even for right now, to look unto you. We count that as a privilege and a blessing, Jehovah God, creator of the universe. Oh, creator, even of time. Oh, you step out of eternity into time that we may behold you. We thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you have done. Oh, hallelujah, for all you have done. Thank you for evidence of what you have done that gives us encouragement and strength to be able to know within ourselves what you will do. Oh, and give us courage to face the rest of the day knowing that God have done this thing. We thank you. Knowing we go forth with the strength, Father, thanking you, Father, with what you have already done. Oh, gives us the courage to know what you will do. We say thank you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We thank you. Thank you for reasoning with us, Father God. Thank you for listening and encouraging and still showing love on us, Father God. Thank you for this treasure you've given us in these earthen vessels. We thank you. Thank you for all healing that has went forth. Thank you for physical healing. Thank you for spiritual healing. Oh, Father God, thank you for hearts that you have won. Thank you for accounts that you have settled. Thank you for troubled minds that you have already eased. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for hands that would be lifted unto you and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for still doing only what you can do. We thank you. We're recognizing what you have done. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We don't tell you that we do love you. Our hearts are overflowing with the love for you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for keeping us. We ask you to continue to keep us, Father God, and keep us on the straight and narrow. Keep us walking with you. Keep us talking with you. Keep letting us know that we are yours, Father God. And help us, Father, to show a dying world that you yet live. Will you yet live in the name of Jesus? We thank you, Father God. We love you. We're so, in set in awe. And, we can say within ourselves, we never seen it like this on this order, Father. For you are a wonder in our soul. We say thank you. Thank you for expression of love that you've shown to us. And bless us to continue to show love to each other. Thank you, Father God, for every household. We thank you right now. Bless Pastor Brian and his endeavors. And, cover him, Father God. Keep him, every listening ear. Thank you for Sister Martha and her endurance and her love that she showed in her humility. We thank you. Bless her household. Keep her. Oh, Father God, take her special needs, Father God. And, others, Father God, with a mind to please you, we ask blessings upon them, Father God. Keep them in thy care, in Jesus' name. We ask these in the name of Jesus with supplications upon our hearts, Father God. Thank you for us, this collective business. Bless them, Father God, and we know that you're able to answer each prayer one by one in the name of Jesus. So we just tell you that we love you. We love you. We love one another, Father God, and have that way in our lives in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we do thank you, and we ask, Father God, that you let your will be our will. And we ask that your will be done in our lives. Bless us. Give us this moment to meditate on you, Father God, and to Oh, look unto you. Give us this moment, even a moment of silence, Father God, where we recognize your goodness and your mercy. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Is it all right if we just have a little church tonight? I know it's Wednesday night, but can we just have church like it's Sunday morning? Anybody believe God is worthy of praise tonight? Hallelujah. We're going to sing an old traditional song of the church tonight. Everybody just shout praise him. Come on, let's lift it up for you tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise him. That's it. Lift it up tonight, church.
Jesus,
blessed Savior,
blessed Savior,
we declare that he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, declare that again, church, everybody. Praise. That's what we've come to do.
Praise.
We've come to lift up the name of Jesus.
Praise.
Hallelujah, yes we do. We pray. Call his name Jesus. Blessed Savior. Anybody know that he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. Come on. From the rising of the sun. The scripture says. From the rising of the sun until the flowing down of the sun. Hallelujah. Yes. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is.
Worthy.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy to be praised. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy. Worthy. Come on, let's pray, everybody. From the rising of the sun. Yeah. Until the glory we come. He's been good to you.
Praise
so he's worthy tonight. Yes, he is.
Praise
oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
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 Jesus. Come on, let's come on and shift this atmosphere.
Jesus.
Somebody call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
He is King of Kings.
Jesus.
And he is the Lord of Lords.
Jesus.
He's the everlasting Father.
Jesus.
He is the great I am.
Jesus.
He's the Prince of Peace.
Jesus.
Mighty, mighty is our God.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a healer.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a provider.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a keeper.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as protection.
Jesus.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Salvation in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Whatever you need tonight.
Jesus.
I dare you, call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Watch the demons tremble.
Jesus.
Watch the devil flee.
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow.
Jesus,
the more